So what's the next step? That's a lot of work. I only gave you probably a third of the projects that we brought back. I didn't do a lot of duplication, and I didn't give you a lot of the informatics ones because they get kind of boring. But that's probably about a third to give you a sense of how much there is. So what next? Essentially, we came away from that trip ready to place volunteers in Southern Africa as soon as we're staffed up. As soon as we have somebody working with Technica in Zimbabwe, Lusaka, and Maputo, who can act as our coordinator there, because you can't send volunteers in without somebody to help them. You just can't. They land on the ground, and if there's any foul up, they don't know what to do. So you gotta have people there, just like we do in Nicaragua, to be precise about their placements, what's their job gonna be, meet them at the airport, make sure they got housing, make sure everything's in line, and solve problems. And as soon as we have that those staff people in place, we'll be able to get busy. Of course, we're also going to need, at those three locations, a house slash office to house both the staff, some volunteers, and to serve as an office. It's got to have a telephone, which is no small task. We've got to buy a used car in each of those places because you've got to have your own transportation. Those are serious limits. You've got to have a computer to both do word processing as well as communicate back and forth to the home office. And you need some basic office equipment, okay? The desk and chairs and so on. And that's all gonna be very costly. I mean, to put those three offices, however minimal they are, and get a staff person in place and operating is gonna be a fairly expensive proposition. But as soon as we have it there, we got the work. I mean, we've got the work, everything's in place, those ministries, the arrangements have been made with all those organizations and ministries to basically begin receiving volunteers. Now, how will this program differ from our work in Nicaragua? A few points on that. I think it's going to be a longer minimum period. As you know, in Nicaragua, most of our volunteers go for 2 weeks, some for 3 and 4 weeks, but 75%, 2 weeks. In Southern Africa, it's going to be a month, and I think we've talked about this in the past. Longer term will always even be preferred. For people who are there for 6 months, a year, 2 years, there's some possibility, I think, of some kind of support, financial support to those people. So it's not totally volunteer. Same as in Nicaragua, which at the moment is around $1,400. That $1,400 includes airfare, it includes some expenses for lodging, and it includes some administrative overhead to help support the program. Our feeling is that's probably about the maximum that anybody can put out, still be a volunteer, and still go to Southern Africa. Unfortunately, in Southern Africa, that's the cost of the airfare alone, which means that Technica, as an organization, is going to have to support the volunteers. We're going to have to provide the volunteers with room, with meals, with transportation, and all the administrative costs involved. It's going to be a more expensive program because all those costs themselves are higher than Nicaragua, and of course that translates into higher fundraising for us for the program. So I think those three ways, longer minimum period, the use of English, and higher costs for us, more fundraising to keep the cost about the same for the volunteers. Now, I want to, in traveling and talking with people, I've had the question raised over and over about why work in Southern Africa. And I do want to address that for just a moment as a way of concluding, and then I'll respond to questions. I think my simplest answer of why we work in Southern Africa is for the same reasons that we work in Nicaragua. First of all, to provide technical support to people who are struggling to improve their lives and change their societies. and who've probably been destabilized by the American government. Provide technical assistance. Secondly, and equally as important, to build a larger and larger group of Americans who are informed and better informed about Southern Africa. People in the U.S. are generally against apartheid. Everyone's against apartheid. But even those who have been involved in the anti-apartheid struggle often have little information about the groups and countries that are trying to change Southern Africa. For example, very little is known about the revolutions in the 1960s in Zambia and Tanzania, or the mid-70s in Mozambique and Angola, or in 1980 in Zimbabwe, or the current groups that are struggling for independence in South Africa, i.e. the ANC, much less SWAPO in Namibia. I want to give you an example that brought that home to me. When I was in New York a week and a half ago, a day after I got back from my trip, I was there for a week to meet with people, and I gave a report somewhat similar to this, although much briefer on terms of this kind of detail, to the group in New York, the Technica group there and friends. It was about 40 people on a very hot summer afternoon in New York, in Manhattan. The day before this talk that had been advertised, I was at one of our person's houses, and I got a phone call from somebody who'd gotten the leaflet. And it was a person who had been to Nicaragua with a construction brigade about a year ago. And he'd gotten on the mailing list and heard about this talk and about our work in Southern Africa. And he said, well, are those countries the frontline states? Are those countries capitalist or what? Are they white or black ruled? He wanted to know. He said, are there wars in those countries? Is it going to be like Nicaragua? All of which just hit me. And there was somebody who was quite well informed about Nicaragua and had become much more informed and much more involved through his trip to Nicaragua. But when it came to Southern Africa, his heart was in the right place, but he didn't know anything. Very little at all. So I think that Technica, we can be the mechanism to take this Central American awareness and support that has dramatically increased in the last 5 years. I mean, there are many, many much larger public today that knows about Central America and the struggle in Central America, and transfer that body of people, bring them into being informed about Southern Africa. That same body of people alone would be an enormous increase over those who already know about it. And if we can be part of that, if we can provide a mechanism to provide that transition, I think that would be a very significant thing to do. I think also, from our experience in the Central America work, it's primarily been a white middle class activity, by and large, 95%. And I think that working in Southern Africa provides a very important opportunity to bring Americans of color into the organization, both as volunteers and in the organization as staff. And that also would be a very significant change for a movement organization in this country. Now, the last question that I'm asked, that you may be asked, is if you're willing to go to Southern Africa, well, where else would you go? I mean, once you leave Nicaragua, it obviously leaves open the door for anywhere. And so what's your response to that? Essentially, the answer is yes. Yeah, we would go someplace else. To nations that share those same goals of trying to improve people's lives, change their social conditions, create a more just and economic society. Probably ones that have, again, been destabilized by by American foreign policy, or local organizations that are trying to do those things. Essentially, I think Technica has an opportunity and perhaps even the responsibility, a political responsibility, to take the organizational structure we've created, the management expertise that we've created, the model that we've created, and use that to build a larger support and understanding among the American people for Southern Africa. I think that would be a very significant activity.